Amen. Thanks, ladies. You know, it's great to be here tonight. And I probably say that every Sunday, but you know what? I love this house. I love it. And I just love Liberty, and I love what God is doing here in Liberty. And you know what? You are all looking pretty well tonight, ladies, I must say. So, Bulabus, give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah. But, you know, just following on with what Sharon was saying about the conference, you know, this wouldn't have happened without all of you getting behind this vision, you know. And, yes, I do have a core team, and I have an extended core team, and they've kept me grounded, and, you know, we've had some busy meetings, you know. We've had some trials. We've had a mannequin decapitated yesterday afternoon, and so that was a bit of fun as well. So I brought her over to a builder across the road, and I said, can you do anything with your woman's mush? So he says, what do you want done with her? I said, cut the head off her, she needs a facelift. So hence the reason why we have the it's a warrior mannequin. You know, so, but we have a creative team, and Caroline and Heather, and there was a few more, Anne, you know, that helped get this together. That's my Christmas tree, by the way. So it's turned upside down, you know. So I had Sophie up in the attic yesterday at 8:30. Get the tree. This is going to work. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So, ladies, it's great to be here. And it's great to have you all here in the house. And it's like Bahamas in here tonight, you know. But you know what? The Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. And that was amazing worship, Patrice and the team. What an amazing sound that came tonight. But you know, I've been preparing this message, and I don't know many times I've changed it, but I believe this is from God, you know. And the message is a call for women to arise. A call for women to arise here. And you know, I love heroes. I love to read about heroes. Whether it's superheroes, whether it's heroes that we read about in the papers. But sometimes heroes are hard to find these days. We can search for men and women to look up to. We can look to the music industry. We can look to the sports industry. And we can look to the music industry, sports, music, and movies. And they've all produced a steady stream of stars. They shoot to the top, and then some quickly fade away from view. But tonight, I want to introduce you to a real hero. And this real hero is a woman called Deborah. This woman was a judge, and she ruled in the land of Israel. This woman was a wife. She was a leader. She was a prophetess. She was an intercessor. She was a mother. She was a judge. And she was a warrior. Now just imagine having all of those on your CV. You'd be whipped up for the job. But girls, you will hear right throughout this conference, we have a lineup of speakers. We've Niamh from this house. We've Bridget from Bray. We have Lynn from America, you know. And you know what? These are women of God. And you're going to hear what they have to say about Deborah. And we want you ladies to leave this place, but to be encouraged. Because you see, this woman, Deborah, made a mark in the Bible. And you're going to learn from her over this weekend. You see, she was courageous. She was a faithful woman. And she delivered God's people in a time when Israel was going through a war zone. We want you to see, ladies, that God is still using women today in 2017. He's influencing women. He's empowering women to stand up and take a stand in this nation. That's what our God does. You see, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But you know, Deborah, she was a woman that was filled with strength, I love women that are filled with strength. And you don't have to have a big voice. You can have a meek voice, but you can still be filled with the strength of God. Isn't that right? But you know, Deborah was a woman and she was filled with the strength of God. Does anybody know Greek in the house? No? Mary? No. So we've known women that know any Greek. Well, the word dunamis means strength. It's a Greek word and it means strength. Dunamis. So ladies, leave here tonight and know that word, dunamis. Dunamis means power, it means strength, and it means ability. Deborah was filled with the strength, she was filled with the power, and she was filled with the ability of God. This woman was fearless. She was so fearless that she rose up at a time in her country when it was full of brokenness. She witnessed the emptiness, the void of God in her land. She witnessed the void and the emptiness of God in the people. She also witnessed violence that took place. She witnessed people becoming prisoners in their own homes, so afraid to come out. She witnessed that there was no socializing. There was no children out playing. And she witnessed business collapsing. You see, life in Israel had almost come to a standstill until I, Deborah, arose. I arose a mother in Israel. Villages in Israel were deserted until I, Deborah, took a stand. I took a stand as a mother of Israel. You know, Sharon alluded there earlier on to me mentioning about doing a women's conference. And, you know, this has been in my heart probably for the last 3 years. And between one thing and another, it just wasn't being birthed. And, you know, the Lord took me to Cork last October. It took me 5 hours to get down there. It was some journey. And there was a few with me. But, you know, He began to speak to me and he began to tell me, now is the time. Now is the time for this women's conference movement to take a stand. And I couldn't shake this off me, and it was like a buzzing in my ear, you know, like a blue bottle. You know when a blue bottle is flying around and, you know, this buzzing, and I would wake up through the night and I would be taking notes on my phone, you know, different things that we were going to do. And you know, I even sent it to Stephen in an email, and, you know, so there was all that going on. But I met Noel in the January, and I said to him, Noel, this is what I feel. The Lord is pressing this on my heart. I only had it rolled off my tongue, honestly. It was like a nano of a second. And he said to me, yes, yes, this is what the women need. And before I knew it, there was meetings called, there was core teams gathered, there was a calendar pulled out, dates looked at, and hence the reason why we're here tonight, ladies. But on the onset, this is not a women's conference. This is a women's movement. This is a movement. Because I've been to conferences, and yes, I've been filled. And yes, the Lord has met me. But I want more. And this nation needs more. And it's not just about this gathering here, ladies. Because we're not staying here in this place. Because this building is too small to hold us. But we're going to go for an arena. That's what we're going to go for. There's going to be a gathering of women that's going to come together in this land. And we're going to rise up. So, ladies, I want you to take the hand of the woman beside you. And I know they're probably all sweaty, but come on, just bear with me. And I want to release. You see, ladies, you have an inner woman spirit inside of you. And I want to call you to get up tonight. You see, when Deborah got up, Deborah was a mother. She made things happen. Ladies, There's many of us mothers here in the house, and there's many spiritual mothers. We're gifted to make things happen. You see, when we arise in the morning time, we make things happen. We're leaders in our own homes. We make things happen. Deborah took a stand as a mother, and she got up and she said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And when we say enough is enough, I want to call out to every woman to get up. To get up and take a stand in this nation. To get up and to fight for your children, for your families, for your churches, for your schools, for your nation. Because we have been destined, women, to get up in this land to fight for our rights. And it's time to take up the warrior's mantle. It's time to declare the dunamis power of God's strength to come upon every woman in this house tonight. Whether you're young or old, to be filled with the strength, to be filled with the power, and to be filled with the glory of God. Women, arise tonight. Women of God, it's time to take action and to take this land. Look at the woman beside you and tell her, you're not to fit in here. You're here to take over. Come on. Come on. That's only the starter. You may take your seat. Let's watch the video. Woo! Amen. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. Our greatest strength can come from our darkest place. Deborah's identity was anchored knowing the truth of who God was. And from this, she drew strength from knowing God in a personal way. You see, her strength, it caused her to stand up. She became a spokeswoman for God's people, a female leader judge, a woman who followed the Lord, a woman after God's heart. Her strength came from spending time with God. Her faith came from spending time with God. Her relationship grew with God in prayer. And out of this relationship, this woman stirred the hearts of the people of Israel. She awakened the hearts of the people. You see, the people, they were going around like dead men. And Deborah arose and she awakened the hearts of the people in our nation. You see, her identity was rooted in God. You know, I love to go to the hairdressers. I love to get my hair done, like many of us here tonight. And you know, the first thing when you go in, they plonk a load of magazines in front of you. And before you know it, you're going through the magazines. And next of all, you see, if you get hair extensions and false eyelashes and a bit of Botox and a bit of a nip and a tuck, you're going to look like the Kardashians. Yeah? And then you flick over to the next page and it says, you will find your identity when you meet Mr. Wright or when you meet Mr. Gray. That when we get the man, we will get the answers to life and be happy. Ladies, how many of you are married here tonight? Come on. Well, did you get the man and did he make you happy and did he give you all the answers to your life? No. So that's that settled. You know, only God can give us the answers. Only God can give us the answers to our lives. You see, the identity Deborah had was known God. You see, he held her up in her darkest moments. And God is calling daughters to swallow their fears and to step into a new level of faith and authority here tonight. You know, as a kid, I loved to play a game, like many of us, called hide and seek. And there was that one place where we used to go as kids and we used to call it the den. But it was a ditch. Like it was a muck thing, you know. But we would get into that ditch and we would hide in there. And, you know, people would be walking by and you would hear the sound of voices walking by. But in this ditch, it was a place of feeling safe. It was a place of feeling secure. It was a place that we could remain untouched, unaffected. And I loved that feeling as a kid. You know, that you could get in there and nobody knew that you were there. And life could happen all around you, but not to you. In the strangest way, I felt as long as I stayed hidden, life stayed in control and I stayed safe. It was a place where situations at home couldn't touch me. Life at home was fearful and unstable at times. And I know now what I didn't know as a kid, that my father struggled with an illness. My father was sick. It was a struggle that he had that I didn't understand as a young girl. But you know, out of that, my identity became fear. My identity became insecurities. My identity became pain. And you know, fear is a cruel ruler. Fear is a cruel ruler. And sometimes I would think that I didn't measure up or I disappointed people and that I was worth nothing. Even having fears that I was worth nothing to God. Imagine thinking that. You see, what our mind focuses on, it feasts on. When our identity is damaged, we can stay stuck. And sometimes it will look like we're moving okay. We come to church every Sunday and everything is going great. But sometimes we stay hidden as women. And unless we give Jesus full access to all the fears, all the pains, all the wounds, all the insecurities, we won't truly experience real freedom, girls. You see, Jesus said, I came to give you life. I came to give you life, that you would have rich and a satisfying life in all its fullness. You see, the thief will come to steal, kill, and destroy. And unless we take action, we need to get up. We need to stop running from the past situations that caused us pain. You see, the many trials that you have had gone through, they're not going to go to waste. Nothing ever goes to waste. You see, God uses these things to draw us closer to Him. And sometimes we have to feel the pain to heal the pain. Sometimes we have to feel the pain to heal the pain. You see, pain can be a good invitation for God to move in and replace your pain with His strength. But sometimes, lady, if we're honest, we can be in a place of secrecy and we stay hidden. We can isolate ourselves. You see, every woman is destined for a plan and a purpose in God. To take action, move forward. So tell the woman beside you, you can't slack off. It's time to get up. Come on. Ladies, it's time to woman up and allow God to strengthen you. Can I tell you, girls, the world does not need you to play small. The world does not need you to play safe. The world needs us as women to get up and to be a voice for the voiceless. You see, it doesn't matter what man or woman can think of us. You see, when God called Deborah, she knew she had an assignment to fulfill. The first time I stepped in as a leader in this house, I was called to be an elder. Oh. And the thing that came out of my mouth was, me? Really? Why me? And you know what? I doubted myself. I became my own worst critic. And that was before the hecklers chimed in. But you know something? A tenacity rose in my spirit. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, the well of life began to spring up and out through me. You see, when we read God's word, we mightn't think that it's going in, but His word began to arise in me, and His word began to confirm and reassure me, yes, you are called to be an elder in this house. So I got up and I answered the call and I silenced my own doubt and the hecklers and became a voice for this church to advance God's kingdom in this nation. You see, when we become a voice for the voiceless, it takes our focus off ourselves. And we begin to become the voice for the single mothers, the widows, the woman who's caught up in prostitution, the woman who's caught up in drug addiction, the woman who's in an abusive marriage, for the woman who's in isolation, for the woman who's struggling with her sexuality, for the woman who's caught up in self-image. You see, Deborah's will stand boldly in the call of God. They won't back down. They won't apologize for their giftings. They will have a tenacity in their spirit to get up and to fight like a warrior. They will be the ones to bring village life back. They'll bring village life back to the hopeless situations. Girls, we're all mothers. Not all of us, but we're spiritual mothers and mothers naturally. And when we arise in the home, we make things happen. We wash, we cook, we look after the kids, we look after the husbands and the pets and the finances and all of that stuff. We're influencers in our own home. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to shape and mold you, you become an influencer for His kingdom. Jesus can make things happen through you. Jesus can. It's Him that will be your strength. God is looking for women who will say yes, to accept the challenge and to stand up for God's way. Will you be the woman to activate tonight? Will you be the woman that will? Amen. But girls, I know we're having a bit of fun as well. But God is looking for women to get up, to stand up and not give up the fight. God is looking for women to push forward. You see, every time God wants to produce change, do you know He will use a woman? He will use a woman. Come on. He'll use a woman as part of His plan to push forward the visions and the dreams. You see, Mary was chosen as the mother of God. She was the one that was chosen to carry the Savior of the world. She was chosen. She was the one that was highly favored and highly blessed. And Mary carried out her assignment for God to be pushed, for his vision to be pushed forward. We've heard about Esther, a woman who was chosen. She rested in the Lord and humbled herself. And the Lord promoted her to become a queen. Esther stood out in a crowd. She was full of grace and she was full of favor with God and with man. And because of this, she was in a position to save a nation from being killed. She saved the Jewish people from being killed. This woman, Esther, she carried out her assignment for God. She pushed forward. You see, when the Lord promotes you, He gives you the influence and to be a blessing to the people around you. As women, we have been destined to birth. We've been destined to carry the promises of God because we know how to push forward. A woman I like to read about is Amy Semple McPherson. You know, this woman stood up and she answered the call of God. And this was back in the 1900s. It was in a time when there was a Great Depression. She built the largest church that gathered up to 50,000 people. She was the first media evangelist. She was a woman of destiny, a woman alive, a woman radical for the gospel, that she would do anything to get the people into the kingdom. You know, she sat with publicans. She sat with prostitutes. She would show up in places where the average Christian wouldn't go. Amy Semple McPherson is one of many women God used. She carried out her assignment for God and she pushed forward. You see, God is still pressing women in 2017 to get up, to produce change and bring village life back. And you might ask the question, why? Well, the answer is because God designed women to be birthers. You see, when Deborahs arise, warriors get up. Amen. What has God birthed in you? Ladies, what has God birthed in you? Has God pregnated you with a dream, with a vision? You see, there's another woman, Sarah, in the Bible, that longed baby. And she spoke about in the book of Genesis. And she laughed at the promises of God when she was told she would fall pregnant at 90 years of age and have a son. You see, Sarah doubted God. But here is Sarah, 90, and Abraham 99 getting fresh with each other under the covers. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but at 90 years of age, this mama here is clocking out. But you know, Sarah did have a son. You see, God answered. God was faithful. You see, anything is possible. Anything is possible with God. You see, when God pregnates you with dreams and visions, it's the Holy Spirit that will push it forward. It's just like in the natural, ladies, if you've had a baby. Yeah? And you know those labor pains. You know those contractions. You know those bloating days. Yeah. But you know something? You know that baby has got to come out. You know that baby has to be pushed forward. That baby has to be pushed out. You see, anything is possible to be birthed with God. And I believe that there's women here tonight that God has birthed you with things, that God has put something inside of you, that God has birthed women in this room with business, with new business adventures, that God has birthed women in this room to become preachers, that he has birthed women in this room to become teachers, that he has birthed women in this room to become evangelists, that he has birthed women in this room to become songwriters and worship leaders. I believe that he has birthed women in this room to become missionaries. I believe that he has birthed women to go into war-torn countries and to bring the love of Jesus. And you know, it's been all over the news this week, and it's actually, I know it's moved many people to compassion for the victims of the Manchester bombing. Is God birthing in you to be the voice to sit with the Muslim community? You see, just like Amy Semple McPherson, she sat with publicans and prostitutes, and she told them of how Jesus loved them. Who's going to tell the Muslim community about the love of Jesus to stop 22-year-old boys causing devastation? Who's going to be the voice for these young men to hear about the love of God, the true love of God, the real love of God? Who's going to be the voice for the Muslim community? You see, God is looking for ladies to bring village life back, to get up, to stand up, don't give up, to become activators, to move forward and to press into him. What is the Holy Spirit pressing upon you that you've been pregnated with? What have you carried that needs to be delivered? You see, he will deliver on the right time, the right season, and at the right hour. God knows the gifts that he's put inside you. That's why, ladies, you can't quit. You cannot quit. God pregnated me with a vision 16 years ago. And I kept that hidden in my heart. And then one night, we were upstairs in the intercessory room, and it was a night where the Holy Spirit just fell upon us. It was a night where we were called out into our giftings, and it was a great night. But it was also a night where I felt like Elsa, you know, Elsa out of Frozen. And the Holy Spirit was all over me. And I couldn't move. But I remember in my head, God was showing me a vision that he had given me 16 years ago. And the vision was me walking up and down on a platform preaching God's word. And I remember Noel said to me in that meeting that night, "Lou, God is all over you. What is God saying to you?" And you know when you can feel your bottom lip quivering? Because you know when you say it out, you can't take it back. And I began to share the vision. And I remember I opened my eyes. And Noel and Sharon were standing there. And their eyes lit up. And they said to me, "You know, God had pressed it upon them that day to pray for a woman preacher to arise in Liberty that same day." Ladies, when God pregnates you with a vision or with a dream, we become carriers until the timing is ripe. Not right. Ripe that God will deliver. Is this God? No. I spoke my first sermon in July 2006 when the World Cup was going on, and the title of my first sermon was called Wags. Women are God's servants. See, God's timing is perfect. And God is calling women to join forces together, to support one another, to lock shields with each other as warriors. You see, modern day Deborahs will not be silenced. They will stand up. They will lead a generation to stand for God's ways of righteousness in a time when we are faced with such wickedness in our world. Modern day Deborahs will cultivate a mother's heart. They get up, they take action, they become activators. They reach out to the rebellious youth in society who have been rejected, who have had no guidance. Deborahs will spend time in the presence of God to learn how to empower and influence this next generation with the wisdom of God. They reach out to the lost and they become influencers. You see, the world does not need us to play small, ladies. It needs us to get up and to play big. This is why we need to stand up, get up, and not give up the fight. We need to push forward. I'm going to ask the worship team. Amen. Ladies, it's time, ladies, to bring village life back. It's time to bring living, to bring village life back into our community, into our churches, into our families, into our workplaces. It's time. It's time to stand up. It's time to arise. It's time to get out of the ditch and take up your position and fight like a warrior. It's time to arise. You see, when Deborahs are awakened, warriors stand up. They serve an eviction notice to fear and to pain. It's time, women, to get up and become a voice for the voiceless. Claim back your families, your churches, and your city. Claim back your destiny. And ladies, I'm going to ask you all to stand. We were all given a key at the opening of the service. And I want every woman to get their key out. Ladies, It's time to unlock. It's time to pick up your sword and to fight. It's time. You see, the Lord has gone before us. He is our strength. So ladies, this is what we're going to do. The key that you have, what has kept you silent? I want you to unlock it now in the spiritual. I want you to take that key and begin to unlock that thing that has kept you bound. I want you to unlock off your hands chains. I want you to unlock off your feet chains. I want you to unlock chains off your mind. God has a plan and a purpose for every woman here tonight. God has destined you to become a woman that will arise in this land. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka. Come on, ladies. Come on, you need to unlock stuff in you. You need to unlock all fear. Come on. You need to unlock. You need to let the Holy Spirit come into those hidden places and touch those wounds. Come on. Oh, Ramaka, 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 Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Come on. Jesus. You see, when you unlock, you're going to be launched into your future. You see, there's no turning back tonight. You've got to become the voice for the voiceless. You see, God has called some here to be lionesses. God has put a roar inside of you that needs to come out. Come on. Some of you have been kept silent for too long. Come on. If you can speak in tongues, begin to release it into the atmosphere tonight. Come on. Come on, ladies. It's time for Deborahs to arise. It's time for Deborahs to take back what the enemy has stolen on us. It's time to get into the enemy's camp and take what is rightfully ours. Come on, ladies. Call on the Spirit of God to help you step out tonight. Oh, Ramaka, 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 Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, 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 Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, 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 Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Ramaka, Ramaka, Ramaka. Oh, Ramaka, 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 Ramaka. Makara 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 mak Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe there's some here tonight that need to step out. I believe there's some that need to step and come to the front. Because when you come to the front, you're making a declaration that you're partnering with God with the unlocking that He's going to do in you. You see, we're singing about freedom. You see, it was for freedom that He came. It was freedom for our sins that He came. So we're going to open up the front, ladies. So when you come, you're making a declaration before heaven tonight that you're not going back. You're not going back. You see, Deborah arose. Deborah's get up. Deborah's take the sword and the word of God and they go to the battle line. Deborahs are the ones that will fight for justice, that will fight for the broken, that will fight for the lost of this land. So ladies, we're going to worship and we're going to call heaven into every woman here tonight. Come on. Amen. Amen. Ladies, pick up your sword and fight. Don't shrink back, because God goes before you. He will fight the battle. He will fight the battle. I don't know how to end this. Amen. So ladies, after all that dancing, after all that word, we're going to have the after party, yeah? Which is now? Yeah, okay. So ladies, we have an after party downstairs where you can get some light refreshments, and there's more dancing going to be had downstairs. So yeah, so let's go and have some fun downstairs. Amen. Amen. See you all in the morning at 8:30 for breakfast. Amen.